Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you for being here today. I already see some callers in the queue, so if you have not listened to the show before, I'll give you a little rundown of what the show's about and how it usually goes. I usually start the show with some sort of topic that has to do with what I'm feeling, either for myself or just at large with energy and spiritual growth. And there is so much going on right now, so many shifts, and it actually can be exhausting when you're tuned into it, as I know most of you probably are. The conflicting energies, and it takes commitment to try to stay in that peaceful place, but in that place is where you really get all of your answers and where you get miracles and where things become clear. So it's worth the commitment to stay there, even if it sometimes is a little bit rocky. The topic for today's show is becoming the human angel. And when I thought of that topic yesterday, usually the topics will just come to me about a day ahead of time and I don't really give it much other thought. This show is rather freestyle. I don't make a lot of notes. I make maybe one or two little sentences, or that's about it. And I try to just open myself up and let the feelings come through. What I feel are feelings from spirit and a higher power, perhaps my higher self, perhaps something that your higher self is asking for. And so one of the things I also do on the show is I take live calls. And if you would like to be a caller, the number is 347-633-9823. And on those calls, I do what I call mini readings, intuitive guidance for the caller. So if you are planning on calling, I usually ask for first name and for you to have some question frame for that you would like an answer to. And it's probably a good idea to write them down, because it's just putting it out there for spirit to answer. And it's also a good idea to declare that you would like answers and be thoughtful in the questions that you ask. I always believe that my main purpose in the intuition is to tell people what they can most benefit from right now in their spiritual path. So It's not about fortune telling. It's the question you ask may or may not relate to what I feel or see for you, and or sometimes it will relate a little bit, but it might not be the main focus. But that's okay. Although, if you do think of your questions in a spiritual sense, then you may get answers that are going to be ultimately more valuable to you. I had some conversations yesterday or the day before about asking the angels questions, and it was kind of a humorous conversation about there have been times where I've felt like angels have just abandoned me, and probably everybody has felt that. I couldn't seem to get answers. It seemed like I didn't know which steps to take. If I went right, I should have gone left, and it can be really frustrating. And then sometimes things get revealed, and you're confused as to why didn't you show me that? Why didn't you show me that was going to knock me upside the head? And I've gotten a very humorous answer before of, you didn't ask. So sometimes we ask questions that are very worldly in their nature, and maybe we're missing the forest for the trees. So be thoughtful and come from your heart with your questions if you can, and I think you'll have much more valuable answers. Last week I did not do a show. 2 weeks ago on the show, much of the focus was on asking people to join that following Friday in some kind of prayer or meditation or feeling of peace for all the conflict and chaos that's going on in our world, particularly here in the U.S., in our capital. There has been a lot of conflict emanating from there, and it doesn't take much to see that it is conflict that is within the hearts of many, the egos of many, and in many cases, it's conflict, it seems to me, just for the sake of conflict. I'm arguing with you because you're the opposition and vice versa. And my thoughts were to hold peace within our hearts, because ultimately that is always the answer, and that when we are collective in that, in some fashion, we chose. There was a day, and there were people that signed up for the event, so to speak. And I don't know about some of you that took the time to participate in your own meditative way or whatever fashion of just prayer and feeling peace and feeling asking for truth. But I had a really amazing experience doing that, where I felt truly so much peace, first from opening my heart to that peace, and then from it just washing over me, and a real connection, and amazing things happen. I had been feeling for a little while that St. Francis of Assisi was around me in spirit, and if any of you have read my book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, I talked about an experience that I had with St. Francis of Assisi and a sparrow coming in the house right up next to me, hopping right next to my foot. And it was at a moment when I was feeling like I was connected to St. Francis and asking him, please give me signs, because I was at that early stage of my awakening where you're still thinking, am I crazy? This can't be. And I got so many very vivid signs. And so I had been telling some friends that I felt St. Francis of Assisi, and yet I didn't really know specifically what the reason was. But after that moment, I looked over into the fireplace in the room that I was in, and a sparrow had come down the chimney, and there was a glass cover to the fireplace, and little sparrow was just hopping around looking at me, and really just blew me away because I've been talking about feeling St. Francis, and the prayer of St. Francis begins with, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. And when we do those moments collectively or on our own where we really truly allow peace to permeate all of our being, we are being instruments of peace, whether we're at a rally or not, perhaps even more than if we're at a rally. We are putting that peace out, and peace brings truth. Love brings truth. It isn't always the most pleasant truth, but in the end, it's truth, and that leads you in the right direction. And after that day, I felt like, even though people could say, oh, well, that did a lot of good, sending peace and love to Washington, asking for truth in Washington, asking for solutions or the rhetoric or whatever people were asking for, it may have seemed like it had no effect, but what I saw was, oh man, we got a lot of truth there. And truth of the brokenness and level of conflict, and therefore need for immense love and voices of reason. And during my time, my meditative time that day, I had basically a conversation with God, automatic writing. I was asking questions that were coming out of my hand as fast as I could answer. And it was, some of the answers were that love is not a question of doing, it's a state of being, just love. And I think when we've been on that spiritual path, we know that, but the reminders are really important. And to find that way to just love even the people that are really just seeming to make life really difficult, whether it's, you know, private citizens angry all the time or a government that doesn't seem to be very effective and puts pressure on us with some of their demands. Some of my other questions were, are we reaching a tipping point? And thankfully, the answer was, yes, you are already there. I believe that. And I believe that that's a big part of the reason why everything is ratcheted up. Another question was, then why does it seem so messed up? And my answer was, or the answer was, the storm is clearing dead wood. Don't fear it. And think about a tree that has dead wood in it, and when a storm comes through, the tree may be perfectly healthy. The storm breaks off dead limbs and there's debris. But in many cases, it actually is exactly what the tree needed. It's dead wood. It doesn't serve it. It can become rotten. And that's what some of the energetic storms are doing right now. Don't fear it. It's sometimes hard not to fear all that chaos and doomsday and what's going to happen. Oh, we're going to default. We're going to do this. It's going to be the end of the world. While it's okay to have concerns or pay attention to that, see it for the other side too. Have the faith that it will all be okay if enough of us can get over that tipping point, if we can hold on in faith and really believe and be willing to have peace and not just stay in a constant argumentative state. If we can stay in a state that respects the opinions of others, even if maybe we don't hold the same opinion, if we can be respectful and love even in our disagreement, step back, take a breath, and say, I can only see from my perspective, others see from another perspective, and I can accept that. And I can love them, and I can love me, and I can love us for our differences, because differences sometimes bring in brilliance if people will just get out of the state of loving conflict. And I think that's where we are right now. I don't want to just go verbatim into a lot of what I wrote that day, but one of the final things was, this is an opportunity to hold faith, to be kind, to bring the voice of reason and to unite. You have no idea the power of or importance of your role. Do you accept this? And I do accept it. I have been on this crazy journey for, 7 or 8 years now, where you just keep accepting a new role and you keep going with it. And at the end of the day, many sometimes long days or what have felt like long days, you see why, you know why. You know, once you've had that moment, that experience, you can't really turn back. And even though you may have, you do live in this world and you're going to have moments of fear yourself, ultimately deep down, you have a faith that can't ever go away. And I just hope that the people I'm connected to can stay in that faith, because I do believe it's making a difference even when it seems like it's not. Chaos may be the storm clearing out the dead wood. Believe that, hold that in your heart, and stay committed to it, because every heart that thinks that way is contributing to a greater good in a way that you have no idea the power and the exponential power when we do it together and we lift each other up and remind each other. That's so necessary. So that was my experience in a nutshell from our moments of peace and holding peace. I hope some of you had beautiful experiences too. I have had a little chance to converse with a few friends, and I think it was probably a good experience for most that gathered there in their hearts. So I am going to begin to take some calls. Again, if you give me your first name and have a question ready. If you haven't listened before, I'll also explain what usually happens to me in these quick readings is kind of a cut to the chase. I often see an image that makes no sense at all, random, but it begins to make sense when you ask the question. And I interpret feelings. Spirit speaks most clearly, I believe, in feelings. That's why when you say a prayer, don't just blah, 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 blah the words. Stop, take a breath, truly feel it. You don't even have to say the words out loud if you don't want to. You can. But what's more important is that you feel it, because that's how they can connect most clearly. And so when I get these messages, it's mostly in feeling that I have to interpret to words, and sometimes I ramble and mutter and do this because I'm trying to feel my way through it. Other times I see images like charades, and then we work together to kind of put it together in a quick little reading that hopefully has some meaning to people. Before I get started on the calls, just so I don't forget, if you're not part of my Facebook page, please join it, because it's where we talk about all these things on a regular basis, with things posts each day, and I also post things about this show and when the next episodes will be. So that page is Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles, and I started it a few years ago with the main point being going through A Course in Miracles and studying that together, and also just other positive thought that is along the lines of A Course in Miracles and that relates to that. And it's been going on for a few years now. It's over, I think, 23,000 now. I forget. About 6 weeks ago, it was at the 20,000 mark, and I was just amazed at that milestone. Now it's actually 24,226, according to my computer screen. So I'm very grateful, and I think it is another indicator that a big shift is there, and there is an enormous flood of positive energy and people willing to hold that. So the first caller is from area code 847, so that'll give you a little heads up. I will click your mic on, and you'll hear unmuted, and you'll know that you're live. And I'll just do my best to give everybody clear readings today.
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill.
I'm from Illinois.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I hope my question's not too general. I've just grown up in a family where I suffered a lot of abuse, and especially because I was the youngest and I've been healing and processing and getting clarity, but I'm still feeling blocked, and I would like my life to finally get back to normal. What do you get? Is that too general?
No. And you know, you don't even work, just so other callers know, if you don't have a specific question, that's okay. I can just give you a feeling reading. What I saw for you, Jill, and if you've listened before, you know I get kind of these random images that have some sort of metaphorical symbolism usually. And I saw a skateboard or skateboarder, and the first thing I was feeling or noticing was I was feeling like skateboard and almost like accident skateboard and no pads, no protection. And
yes.
So when you say you've suffered abuse, I would think that maybe that's what you feel, like you've never been protected and fearing a
totally.
Crash.
I never have.
And so I feel like you're kind of going through life worried, like I'm flying through life on this skateboard and I'm really scared I'm going to crash. Almost like I don't know what I'm doing and I'm not protected and I'm going to... And that was the feeling I got. So it was more than just the visual. It was like the feeling of, I'm going to have an accident. I don't know how to navigate this thing.
Right, exactly.
And now the part is, okay, so what is your best way to get beyond that and let go? And so I'm gonna try to feel my way through that with you here. All right. I feel like there are some very specific people that are still in your life that have been either not very protective or abusive to you, and you are not quite, I guess what I'm feeling is maybe you need to distance more from some people in your life. That I don't want to say almost like still will or are abusing you in some fashion. Are there people taking advantage of you or that would sabotage you?
Yeah, my sister.
Yeah. I
why?
Think,
why does she keep doing this to me?
You know, well, ultimately, her own fears, her own, you know, jealousy is a fear emotion. I can't tell you why she does it, but I can tell you it's really, really important for you. I hate to say it, but what I'm feeling is don't trust her. She put you
right.
on that skateboard unprotected and shove you down that
yeah,
giant.
That's what she's doing.
So you need to not feel guilt in distancing from her. You don't have to do it hatefully. You just have to be aware and say, you're not shoving me down that big steep bank unprotected. I'm taking charge of my life now. And if it means that I have to step away from you some because I never know when you're going to shove me over the cliff or whatever,
right.
I'm willing to do that. And I feel like for you, it's a moment of, it's that standing up for yourself and taking charge. And it's a moment of stepping out of the abuse and the willingness to be undercut by, you know, and that's, I feel like that's all it's going to really take, that you just decide in your heart to step out of it. And it may mean, Jill, that you don't have a lot of connection or conversation with her for a while. That's okay. You know, you can pray for love for her. You can send her love. But you have to love yourself enough to protect from people that not only aren't going to protect you, but that are going to shove you into danger or enjoy when you're in danger or hurting.
Right.
or on the verge of hurting.
She enjoys it, hurting me?
Deep down in everybody's soul is pure love. The only reason probably that she enjoys it is that she is letting her own issues linger. And, I don't know. I keep getting kind of jealousy or spitefulness or something. I don't know exactly why that's there. What's the birth order? Is there some, maybe she felt jealous, like you got more attention or you had it easier than her?
I think, our needs never got met and we didn't get nurturing and there was no compassion. But I think being the youngest and, there was a 4 and 6 year difference, I spent more time with my parents. Like they were off to school and it was just me. Then they moved, moved out of the house and it was just me.
Was there a difference in the family's financial situation when you were around and maybe she didn't get things that you did and there's a jealousy there?
Well, what happened was is my oldest sister had to be the only child, and she was totally narcissistic. So she got everything, and then my other sister and I were cut off, so they didn't make the same mistake with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, my oldest sister is so impossible to deal with. Everyone transferred and projected her onto me, and mm-hmm. I became the scapegoat. And so even though my sister has ripped her off all her life and stole her things, et cetera, she takes it out on me like I owe her when my life's actually been harder than her.
Okay. Jill, then all you really have to do is decide how you're going to relate to it. And I know you can do this. You can go within your heart and say, the past is the past. It's over. And I am strong now. I am confident. I am not wearing the scapegoat. Shove me off the edge without any protection role. I am not wearing that anymore. It is as simple as a declaration and sticking with it and saying, I value me and I need this time to grow whole within myself. And doesn't take any bitterness. It sometimes takes some firmness. If people are coming back trying to stir up the drama, but your commitment, the most important thing you can do right now for your spiritual growth is to step out of that drama in whatever way you can and say, nope, it's no longer going to be what I accept and it's no longer what I'm going to choose. And I am anew. And I am leaving it, and they can stay in their drama if they want to. It no longer affects you. That's your choice. So that's where I want you to focus on finding the strength to do that and stick with it. And don't feel guilt because if you step out of the drama, it makes it harder for it to continue, and they have a better chance of stepping out of it too. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. When you leave it, you are lighting the way. You are showing the light on the path. And they can follow if they want to or not. But all that matters for Jill is that Jill is going to find ways to step out of the drama and be done with it. And be strong and love herself to be loved. And I know you can do that. So will you focus on that?
Yes, I have been working on that. I have.
All right.
Because
and that,
I can't
that
live
is,
like this anymore. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And decide it and be happy and go on with life and, do things that give you joy. And every time you feel that urge to get back in the drama or feel like you're being pulled there, you have yourself a mantra ready or something that you remind yourself, no, this is not who I am. This does not serve my higher purpose. And I choose to step away. And you can do it. Okay.
Thank you. That was really helpful.
Rest of the day. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller is area code 402, and you'll be live once you hear the computer voice tell you unmuted.
Hi, it's Gabrielle.
Hi, Gabrielle.
I just wondered if I can just have a message.
Okay. All right. This one, I'm kind of stopped to your stalled. I'm not getting anything immediately.
I didn't want to sound too needy, but I'm wondering how am I doing with my energy business? With my am I serving my clients? How am I doing in that direction, I guess?
Oh, okay. Do you work in healing and energy work then?
Have you called before, maybe? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought, you know,
I also do hypnosis.
Kind of, what I was saying, funny, how angels and spirit can be very funny, because I didn't want to be, the first thing I was hearing was, from them was, you already know.
Oh, yeah.
You already know. So now that makes sense. Okay.
So now I'm a little wimpy. Can you confirm?
Don't be so worried about it. You already know. You already have the ability. You already know. You already are tuned in to the message, and you're doing fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You're doing great. You don't even need a message or direction right now, because you're doing it. You're doing fine. You're sailing along. So don't overthink it. Don't worry about it, and appreciate that you're right where you need to be, and just keep doing that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Sometimes it's just so nice to hear someone else.
It is. Oh, definitely.
What you think you know.
Yes, confirming the affirmations from others, or it's huge. So right now I'm giving you, you're doing great. Don't second guess it. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Good.
Because if you needed a message right now, I think I would probably get it. And I got nothing, mm-hmm. which is humorous to me, because it's like, you don't really need anything right now. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
You know, it in my position, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, am I kidding me? What is it? I'm going to be blank for this person. And then it's like, well, maybe blank is what she actually needs right now. You don't need anything else.
Yeah.
So feel safe and confident in that. Feel glad for where you are, because you're in a good place and you're doing good things. Okay.
And then maybe right in the process, as I've been sending light to Washington and the government, do you see anything in that direction?
You mean any changes there, or
yeah.
as relates to you?
I think
even though it seems about right the opposite, that there are so many truths coming out, and so there is a shift there. I do believe that, even though when you look at what's happening and you read things, and it seems like it's completely going in the other direction, but that's what happens with shifts sometimes. It looks like it's going, you know, you have to have that chaos to really clear things out. So, yes, I really do believe that, and I wouldn't say that if I didn't believe it. And, you know, I've had my moments, too, where when you read the news stories or watch the news, you just think, goodness gracious. But in my heart, and when I have my meditative states, I feel happy and peaceful, like it is okay. Just keep doing what we're doing. We'll all be okay. And, you know, we don't really, ultimately, we aren't dependent on the government anyway. We're dependent on our own joy and our own love, and we can fuel all that. So, yes, I do believe that, believe it or not, even though it seems completely opposite, I'm very, very hopeful and happy that what needs to occur is occurring. So,
great. Thank you so much for your service.
All right, just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Nice light.
All right. Sorry.
Bye-bye. Okay, I know where Gabrielle is, because it is a confusing energy in the world. And one minute you can feel all like, oh, yeah, wait, oh, this is great. I'm doing great. And wham, the next minute, be in doubt, and that is part of the chaos and conflict, and it affects us energetically. So just hold on to those things deep inside that you know to be true, and that's always love and goodness. Okay, let's see. The next call is area code 832, and you'll know you're live when you hear unmuted.
Hi, good morning. This is Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My question is, I'm feeling like things need to change, you know, within my life, like I'm needing a change. I'm a bit stagnant, and I just wanted to see if you have any messages about that, about which direction to go to.
Okay. I saw a unicycle for you, and then I heard it's balancing act. You're stressed. Do you feel like you're having trouble finding balance? And
Oh yeah, definitely.
Mhm. That's the key for you right now, balance. I mean, think about a unicycle and yeah, because I first was seeing like pedals in a wheel, and naturally I was thinking like bicycle, and I was like, no. It was a unicycle, and those I don't think are very easy to balance on, right? I wouldn't know because I've never done one, but my brain can tell me it's probably not the easiest thing. And then I was just hearing balancing act, and you're very stressed, and the most important thing you can do is try to find some balance. You may need to eliminate some things or simplify and go to your heart for the things that are most important and focus there until you can get that balance. Because I'm just feeling like it's almost constant tension for you to try to keep the balance, which is what, if you're on a unicycle, that's what it would be. You know, your whole body is having to. So the most important thing I would think for you is to step back and begin to just find ways to get more balance, find ways to nurture yourself so you aren't always in that stressful situation of every part of you, you know, spirit, mind, body, spirit, always feeling like tugged in a different direction. So,
yeah, I've just recently taken up a practice of yoga. I'm trying to meditate, but my brain goes way too fast, so I'm working on
it. Well, and I do that all the time, too. I think we all, you know, we're bombarded with so many messages and images and, you know, all the time, things to do, lists, you know, what you didn't get done, what you, and any steps, though, that you're taking to be quiet. Now, what I find, Melissa, is I have a hard time just sitting still meditating most times. So my meditation becomes things like walks outside, something for me about the movement, letting my brain kind of release and let go. I don't necessarily have to be physically still. And actually, for me, sometimes the movement helps me. But I have to get out of, like I go out, I take long walks or bike ride where I'm just kind of zoning out and out in nature and feeling that peacefulness. And that's kind of my usually best meditative state. So don't necessarily try to force what, you know, we've heard. Oh, well, if you're meditating, you have to take a certain position and you have to sit just right and you have to totally empty your brain. And I, you know, sometimes for me, the more I'm thinking about emptying my brain, the worse my brain gets, the opposite. So if you can find those really relaxing, peaceful things that aren't really about any former method, maybe you'll relax more about it and you'll get to a peaceful place that serves body and mind and spirit all at once. So just experiment and you'll be able to tell what's working best for you.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. All right.
It.
And I think you're going to get things in balance because I know you're tired on that unicycle.
Yes, I am.
Yes. All right. I hope that helps and you have a great afternoon.
Bye.
Okay, let me just take a quick breath, get a little bit of water. I'm moving right along here. These messages, some of them are funny. I hope they're helpful. I think they probably are. Okay, next caller is area code 646, and you're about to be on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Oh, hi, I'm Diana. I wasn't sure if you could hear me yet.
Oh, yeah. I know, sometimes it's confusing. But yes, you are on. I can hear you clearly. Is it Diane or Diana?
Diana, how are you?
Diana, I'm great. Okay, Diana, do you have a question or would you like just some general guidance from me?
General guidance would be great. Also, I think my main thing is just issues of self-support, and I'm trying to get back into my career, so just pretty much some information on that.
Okay. I saw for you immediately a deck of cards and kind of a shuffling, and I even kind of get a feeling like, what's that game? The 52-card pickup? You know, the little trick game when you were a kid? Did you ever have anybody play that with
no.
you?
No, no.
Yeah, well, I had an older brother that thought that was really clever. Let's play 52-card pickup. Okay. Which was basically just showering all the cards out for me to go pick up. So I would interpret that maybe you're going off in a lot of directions right now. And it's sort of, there's confusion there because of that. Let's see if I'm trying to get the right. Eliminate a little bit of the confusion part. I feel like you're having trouble narrowing down to something because there is that feeling of the chaos of 52-card pickup. Your question, remind me again, because I was jotting down about what I was seeing. It was about, was it career or going back to work?
Yeah. Well, I just started part-time. I'm a massage mm-hmm. therapist, so
mm-hmm.
I'm always looking to add something just for, I don't know, to expand, I guess, in a way,
mm-hmm.
to master my craft a little bit more.
Okay. Are you a massage therapist in the home, or do you go to a...
No, I'm working at a wellness center.
A wellness center. Okay. And the wellness center, what other things are there?
Chiropractic, yoga, meditation, personal training.
Okay. Are you getting much, like, crossover, like people come to the chiropractor and then come to you for massage? Is that happening?
Yeah, they do personal training and they get massage and then they get chiropractic. But I've just been looking to perhaps add aromatherapy or something else to my to what I do, like maybe energy work. But
mm-hmm.
you know, cost is an issue, so I guess that's maybe why you
well,
see all the cards.
Yeah. Well, and it's hard to know what direction to go when things are... the reason I was asking if there was much crossover is because I felt like maybe there were maybe some crossover avenues that you could tap into more. I was also feeling at first something like yoga type. So if it's more clients you're looking for, you may have some success kind of crossover marketing and maybe getting more referrals that way, or I don't know if it's putting up a flyer or as far as when you said energy work, I did feel like you would benefit greatly, not just personally, but your massages from studying some energy work and making your massages maybe, you know, adding the conscious energy work to it more. Now, I know you probably already do that some, but it feels like to me if you go a little deeper into that, that it is going to affect the massage that you're giving, you know, making it a little bit, taking another step and making it like a spiritual practice for you to give that massage in even bigger level than you probably already do that. But also that when you, if you incorporate that into the massage, then it's also when you're doing it, it's keeping you nurtured because, you know, massage can be, you know, hard on the giver, the, you know, so when you said energy work, it was like bing, yep, yep, yep.
Awesome.
So that would be something that would incorporate very, very well into massage work. And then I feel like to, you know, try to encourage some of the crossover aspects a little more. Maybe it would even be that you give a special to any of the like chiropractic patients or whatever else is in your little, your network of the wellness center. Maybe you do some kind of, you know, special for a period of time. And then as you're incorporating the energy work, it's, you know, it will be felt in your massage. It might not be consciously known what's going on, but I think the effects of the massage will be greater on people. And so you'll be giving a greater light, and it will also improve the service you're providing and your profession. So that, I think, is probably very, very good for you, and it also will just, it will be nurturing and energizing for you to do it that way, or to, you know, go another step in that direction.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Yeah, I think that was more what I was wondering about.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you're in a wellness center, and it's like, okay, so what do I do? Do I study this? Do I study that? Do I study, how, where do I go to sort of find a way to give more and also advance the service as a career?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's great when you can find something that does both. So, yeah, that can be confusing. Like, do I do this? Do I do that? Do I do, you know, you can get pulled. But I think energy work of whatever kind, and even, you know, it can even just be you being more conscious of energy. And, you know, so I think that's a good step for you. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. Okay, next caller is area code 470. And you should be on air.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Great.
What's your name?
Today, Judea, and today is my birthday, so I'm calling for a birthday reading. Thank you.
Okay, and tell me your name again.
Judea.
Okay, that's a lovely name. Do you mind if I ask what birthday it is, what number?
October 15th?
No, I mean, how old are you? or do you not?
Oh, my life number?
No, your age for this birthday.
Oh, 39,
okay. Yeah, I felt like it was
40. I'm sorry, 40.
Okay. Well, that's what I was feeling. I was feeling like it was a milestone for that. So, okay, that's a great birthday. Actually, I know for myself that was just I'm 50 now, and this past July was my 50th, and you know, people sometimes with those milestone birthdays get all depressed, and you know, I was the opposite. I think we have to celebrate that. Hey, we're still here. We're still kicking it. We're so you know, and celebrate that. I don't know. I've never, in a negative way, let a number make a difference. And, you know, so those milestone birthdays to me, it's just like, hey, that's just more to be happy about, and that's what you should feel today. Okay, let's see what I'm feeling as, so you want really just a general birthday, kind of. I have no idea how this can relate or what metaphor it might be. I was seeing a lawnmower. do you have anything in your life that you feel like maybe needs some attention to be the best that, you know, like for the metaphor of the lawnmower, like, you know, mow the lawn and it keeps it from being overgrown, and it's more pleasing, it's easier to walk through in bare feet, or, you know, so that is there anything where you already know, like, you know what, I should put more attention to that because I think it would just be pleasing to me?
Well, that's like every part of my life. I think I'm always on a path of self-improvement.
Okay.
So,
Is there anything, though, that I feel like maybe you already know, you've already been called to something, and I don't know if the lawnmower would have anything to do with outdoors. It just feels like to me, take care of your surroundings and make your surroundings very pleasant. Like that in itself is. Have you been called to do anything like to sort of create your own little sacred space and get and let it be about it being beautiful and lovely and inviting. I feel like that's probably what you need, your own oasis, and to put the energy into that. Do you have any outdoor space that is really special to you? Like a patio or deck or under a tree or...
yes, I do have a patio, and I am cleaning out some clutter.
Okay. I think that would be fabulously rewarding to you energetically right now to create an oasis there. And so clear out the junk, metaphorically speaking, it's like mow that high grass, get it comfortable and tidy and very pleasing aesthetically. Create this, your little outdoor wonderland, and it doesn't take a lot of money. You can just get creative and use some of what you have, or maybe find some treasures. It's like connect with the fairies, connect with outside, connect with that space that feels magical to you, and you'll find a way to make it magical. Clear out the clutter, clear out, and that's going to be very, very rewarding for you. It's going to make life feel less crazy. You sit there, light candles, feel good about it. And I think that's probably your message, and something that could affect you a whole lot in many areas of your life, to have that oasis either there or in some other spot. But something about the whole message that I was feeling was something about, clear and utilize what you already have to make a beautiful space around yourself and surround yourself with that beauty and enjoy it. So clean up, clear out, do whatever, and it's going to enhance your life in more ways than you realize. Okay?
Thank you so much.
And I don't know how you feel about fairies, but I just feel like you should kind of embrace the idea of fairies that are really like little earth angels, and that maybe you have energy around you outside or in whatever space you choose to kind of make your oasis, whether inside, outside, whatever. Embrace that idea. You might feel some connection there.
Okay. I certainly will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Like, believe in the magic of fairies and the wonder of the world around you. So. Okay.
Okay, we'll do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Which one am I? Got a few more calls here. Let's see. The next one is area code 647. Oops, I'm sorry, I didn't click it well enough. 647.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. My name is Thea, T-H-E-A, and thank you for taking my call. Yeah. I just wanted some insight about my health. I've been having health issues for years. I have a thyroid problem, antibodies attacking my thyroid, I have digestive issues, constipation. So I've been trying to heal with diet and energy work, but still, I'm not sure what else to do. I'm still not well. So
okay.
I would like, some information.
Okay. Are you having any issues in, your head, headaches, sinus, any of that kind of thing?
Yeah, I have that.
Okay. It, now, you know, this time of year, it could be allergies. I was feeling that right away. There's the head. I feel like, I'm trying to put this in words, that I don't want to say, because this could come out really not how I'm trying to say it, but that it's like the feeling like it's in your head, but not like it's your imagination, but like the control is in your head. So don't worry, I'm not telling you you're making it up or it's not real, or because, but that the power is in your head, and really it always is. But I think for you, the most beneficial thing is understand the power of your mind and the power of your mind over body. Now, that I never tell anyone to ignore health things, but I do think that you have a very strong ability to manifest with your beliefs. You don't always utilize it, or maybe sometimes you utilize it in, you know, like our beliefs go either way. They can go toward positive or negative, and all of us have a mixture of both. And I think if you will focus on some very positive affirmations, and then also some very specific manifestation, focus on what you want to achieve and the healing that you want to achieve. I'm getting overwhelmingly that your mind has a really higher than average ability to think it and manifest it more quickly or easily than most. And hey, that's a great thing if you can get that mind in order.
excellent.
I'm feeling Archangel Uriel for you.
Okay.
So read about him, and he has intense manifestation abilities. I think that is the direction of not only your physical health transformation, but it's where your spiritual gifts can most be used through thought. When I was feeling that, like, do you have headaches or anything like that? I actually think it is because your brain has this real ability for manifestation. And I actually think that Uriel has been around you and trying to use you and come through you and that it's funny. It's like that the reason isn't sinuses or anything like that. It's that opening up of the mind and the power within it. And, even some probably third eye opening up with more intuition and that kind of wisdom. So I'm feeling it huge for you, that make absolute sure that you are setting positive intentions all the time, because you probably have an ability beyond most of us to manifest quickly by your thoughts. So use them very wisely and kindly and with love. And I can't even say it enough. Your abilities are huge. So allow them to shine through that way. And, ask for your Archangel Uriel to be there. He has a very subtle presence, but it's very powerful. That's why, like, you might get a headache because his presence is really powerful, but at the same time, you don't feel it like, oh man, this is some being or spirit or angel. You don't feel it that way because it's subtle, but yet it's intensely powerful. So embrace it. You're very, very gifted with thought and manifestation.
I've been working with Archangel Raphael a lot, mm-hmm. but I never thought of Archangel Uriel.
Yeah, well, you know, any angel that we work with is great, and Raphael, and it makes sense to me that you've been working with Raphael because you have been, had, you know, helping, trying to work through. I think the combination and really the understanding that maybe your, because you can manifest so much and your thoughts are very, very powerful, that your thoughts can heal you, you know, very quickly or rapidly, you know, same word. I'm so right now overwhelmed by what you have that I almost can't even articulate it, and it I'm finding myself in this, like, just I want to say how big it is and I can't. Use you more than most, I mean, write down intentions, write down positive intentions, and do not let go of them. Do not let your brain take you to the opposite and start being negative, because you can really use them to not only heal yourself, but I think you can be a healer in your own faith and manifestation. Your will is very powerful, and you can find a way to channel that as a healer to help others. Okay,
great. Wow.
It's kind of like when in the Bible, you know, Jesus was, of course, a great healer. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, there was the woman healed because she, you know, she just wanted to get near and touch the hem of his garment. And she had the faith that if she did that, she would be healed. So her faith was fueling it. She had a great faith, and other healings, people maybe didn't have so much faith, but Jesus had the faith for both of them, and he had a greater, his faith was so strong, that manifestation ability. And it's like, that's what I feel like is your strength of healing, that manifestation ability, that ability from your brain to focus in and bring something to fruition by the faith from the heart, but also from the thoughts being very powerful. So read things about thoughts controlling your, you know, your situation, your life. You know, Wayne Dyer has a lot of those, but I mean, there are so many, but that's the avenue for you. And it is really a big gift.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. Ah, so many earth angels. It's like, the show really is. People are blossoming, and you are right now. So you just go get it. All right.
Oh, thank you. Bless
Have
you.
Great.
Thank
great.
You.
Bless you too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that one was intense. I love that. We all have gifts, and when we get so much of it is the will and the desire and the surrender really to getting there to accept those gifts, and then we get there and we're close, and sometimes we just need that nudge and need to really get clarity about what our next step is, and that was really just really a loud and clear message through me. I couldn't even express what ability she could have if she accepts those gifts, and all of us have immense gifts, and they're different. Some are hands-on healers, some are more thought-oriented like hers, some are just immense hearts that are willing to pour out love so strong, and it all works together, and we're really all one. I love how everybody has ways to contribute on their own that is really, really powerful. And the more we go down that road to accepting them and accepting our greatness instead of our smallness, that's when those gifts blossom and make themselves known. So we're all on that path, and it's really a beautiful thing. Okay. Next call is area code 215.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm very well today. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you for asking. I was just wondering if you had, like, a general reading from the angels for me.
Okay. Well, let me get your name. Somehow that helps me connect.
Okay, I'm sorry. My name is
First
Susan
name.
From Pennsylvania. Susan.
Okay. Okay, and you said you want a general message. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Do you do any farming or gardening at all, Susan?
In the summertime I was doing it until my legs went bad on me.
Okay. Because I was seeing a plow, and I didn't know if it was specific to that you do that kind of thing, or if it is more metaphorical.
I don't do a plow.
You don't, but you do. You garden, like in the sense of planting maybe a decent sized garden.
Yeah, like a little garden out front of your house or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a real good thing for you. Keep doing that. Okay. So I would take then. I think the plow had a little bit of a mixed message, but I think probably the bigger one is, what is it that you feel like you're trudging through, plowing through right now? There's something that just feels like drudgery and, like it's a constant push and resistance. There is something, feels like it relates to I'm feeling a male energy. I don't know. Do you have
male energy? You just said a male energy. My ex-husband.
Okay. That's it. Are you plowing through anything right now with related to him? Like any, maybe is there divorce?
I like found my car into him. That's awful to say, but I just feel like, no, I've been divorced for 5 years.
I believe you are saying that humorously, and sometimes humor is it gets us through the drudgery.
Yeah,
you got to laugh.
It get you through, because there's times I just want to just, you look back and you fall in love with this person, and you have dreams with this person, and for them to do the things that they do is unreal, It's like 26 years of
try to look
lives.
At it this and try to look at it like this. One, we're all evolving. We evolve at different rates. You meet somebody at one phase of your life, and they may seem right or very compatible. And then we're each going on our own path toward enlightenment, some faster, some slower. Some people don't want to go that direction. Others do. So it's understandable that you say you look back and it's like, oh my goodness, what? Well, you may have both changed. You may, there's also the possibility that, hey, maybe we thought there was something there because the world tells you you're supposed to find that, and maybe we were searching too hard. But the most important thing is, I think, to in some level, whether it's a tiny morsel, realize and know that we're always given the experiences that we need. And so sometimes I think those relationships where we look back and just scratch our heads like, I don't even get what planet I was on in your case, being married to that person. Instead, realize that, oh, well, it was probably exactly what I needed. So sometimes maybe it's even a catalyst personality that, is going to stir something up in us. And so are you and your ex-husband, are you still having, are there tensions, negotiations? You feel like you're, I don't know if you haven't divided property or if there are kids involved or something like that.
There's kids involved. There's a daughter involved. And there's also a property that's involved that's been ducking me.
Right there, because this is one of those where I just laugh and smile, I get so excited. I smile from the inside, and I the plow, perfect. You're plowing through this energy with your ex-husband. It's driving you crazy, but there is property, earth, land. So. I just love to celebrate the beauty of some of these metaphors sometimes and these visuals, because at first it's like, I don't get it, but spirit and angels sometimes have the way to just, they just give the best. This one is perfect. So, okay, now go back to you. What you were, I was just so enjoying that I had to share it. But, okay, so you mm-hmm. have this property and you have a daughter, and so you have conflicts with him that you feel like you're constantly plowing through, and
we were getting along just fine. You know, mm-hmm. like I was trying to have a nice relationship because of my daughter. And he was mm-hmm. at the house, and I kind of like when I divorced him, I let him have everything. I just walked away, you know, and I told him one time, I didn't want nothing to do with everything. And now they're coming after mm-hmm. me. Now he got himself in some kind of serious trouble.
Missed that. Who was coming after you?
The mortgage company, because I guess he was lying to them and stuff, you know, and I told him when I divorced him, you know, I turned that over to him, you know, but obviously he's not paying or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he got himself in a lot of trouble.
Now you're stuck with being responsible for the mortgage.
Correct.
And it's not, okay. Well, that in itself is a plow. I mean, that is a difficult situation to be in. And you, and it, when you're dealing with banks and credit and that kind of thing, it does feel overwhelming and heavy. And the fact that it's, you know, about property and, you know, that, so I'm trying to get some guidance for how for you to best. Okay. You say he is in default. Is that he's just not paying it at all?
Right.
Okay.
Because he got himself in some.
And he still lives in it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it something that you could afford to pay for and take?
No,
back?
I just want to let it go. Just too many bad memories there.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm trying to look into a short sale, but I really believe, like when I told him to sit down and do a, you know, short sale on it and get rid of it.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, but I believe that he has somebody forging my name because I haven't heard from the mortgage company. When I tried to call them, they told me they couldn't no longer talk to me, that I would have to get an okay from him, which like, when I talk to Lori,
how can they hold you responsible if they
that's what my lawyer said. You know, why are they calling you and harassing you then? That if they don't want to talk to you, then they obviously are, like, I got to get it okay to talk to the mortgage company. I mean, it's like back.
Well,
is
your attorney calling them to find that out?
Well, she told me to look into it because I didn't hire her yet. I was just, you know, she's a friend of mine.
Okay,
and
it's
her
advice, just someone,
you know,
giving you basic advice.
But
okay.
What I'm so scared of is because the trouble I just told you that he got himself into is some serious trouble, very dangerous trouble. And my daughter stays there with him, and she's 18. And
I get the feeling that it's like just it's a lot of financial trouble. I don't feel like it's safety trouble for her. Although you do have to, and it is like a plow when you're dealing with this with banks and titles to land, you know, mm-hmm. deeds or whatever. And make that your focus, because you have to find out right now, am I responsible for this mortgage? And if so, I need information. Am I not responsible? I need that in writing. And I would actually call them and I would write them. I mean, I'm not a consumer reporter or anything, but that
I sent them my divorce decree, and I told them, I said, when I got divorced 5 years ago, I sent my divorce decree in, everything that you asked for. And then for 5 years, nobody bothered me about it.
Well, I mean, the thing is that if you're on the mortgage, they're not going to take you off of it because you're divorced. But you said they're not talking to you, so you have to get to the bottom of that. If he did forge your name, but you have to ask, why can you not talk to me? And therefore, and I would put it in a letter, if you can't talk to me and you're saying I'm no longer, you know, on the mortgage, then I feel like I'm not responsible. And then you may have to get the attorney because you do have to cover yourself. It does feel like to me, though, it is like a plow. It's some unpleasant and things to have to deal with, but you really need to focus on them because it may mean your financial freedom later on. You don't want that on you like some unknown of a foreclosure that you had no control over. You at least need to know what's going on, and you probably force a sale. And one of the reasons I was asking, do you have any interest or could you afford to you know, take it back yourself, is that you might be able to negotiate that and protect your credit. But it is a plow. It's work. But you can't ignore it, because, you know, financial freedom, sometimes we can get too caught up in it, but it is very liberating. And if you have that on your back, and then indirectly it can affect your, even your spiritual path to some degree. You know, I always say we still live in this world. We try to navigate through it. So to some degree we have to, we don't have to, but to some degree it is our best choice to kind of go with the flow and how things work. So I don't want, you know, I think it could hurt your spiritual freedom later to have some of this on you. You know, you might want to go somewhere, live somewhere, buy something. So for whatever reason, that's what I'm getting, is it does feel like a plow. So attend to that. And, you know, that is a very earthly, you know, I guess you could say kind of ego-based thing to do, in the sense of it's more about worldly things. But that seems to me that that's something that needs to be your priority right now, and that ultimately even it will affect your spiritual path, because you won't have that burden. You know, hopefully you can get that burden off of you, and those kind of burdens can affect you spiritually even. You know, you just don't feel free sometimes to do the things. So I would definitely focus on
like
that, get to the bottom
like
of that.
It feels like I got concrete strapped to my feet, and somebody threw me in a river, and I can't get back up out of it, you know?
Yeah. But it's doable, at least to the extent of you need to get the facts and the information and push for it. And it's unpleasant. Sometimes it takes being on the phone a long time. I would follow everything up with a letter and keep a copy of it and send it certified so you can prove you sent it. And those are things you can do yourself to just lay some groundwork for whatever your legal rights are. I would say you probably do need some legal representation, but right now you can also lay some groundwork and, you know, make some demands to have some information, because if you're on the mortgage, you need to get communication about it. So you need to find out what the deal is there. And if he did, you think he forged your name, then you need to deal with that and let them know that, so that, one way or the other, they're either letting you off of the mortgage or they're not. But if they're not letting you off the mortgage, then, and I find that unlikely that they would just let you off of the mortgage, but then they still need to communicate with you and not exclude you. So that's where I would focus. And it sounds strange for that to be like something important for your spiritual path, but it is, because you want to get through burdens that can bother you later and drag you down later. And like you said, the blocks on the feet and dropped in the you,
yeah.
You want to get away from that kind of situation. So take charge right now. Take charge of it and ask a lot of questions and go directly to the source at the bank and keep asking and keep asking and keep asking. And that's why I'm seeing plow. It is something you're plowing through.
Do you get myself through that plow eventually, or?
I always say I'm not a fortune teller, because we make choices along the way that can affect those things. I think you certainly have that likelihood, but you're going to have to keep at it even when it gets to be that drudgery. You know, keep at it. And yes, you can get through, but you got to keep at it. And you know, unfortunately, it's not pleasant, but you can do it. So go take care of that matter, because it will affect you in other ways. Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I wish it was something more rosy, but the thing is, you have the ability to get through this. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to take your whole life, or you have the ability, and it's important enough to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, thank
All
you.
All right.
Blessed,
go get them.
Bye-bye.
Go,
okay,
be
thank
strong.
You.
Get them. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, let me take a little breath again. I'm going to take one more call that's in the queue already. It's looks like My Key Heart one, and you'll be on the air in just a second.
Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, can you hear me?
I can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hi there. My name
Hi.
Is Sharon. Hi.
Sharon, okay.
And
Okay, do you have a question today?
I do. My major focus is on my spiritual path. And I've been reading Saint Germain's Transformation. And I wonder if you're getting any insights on how that is moving through or moving into my life.
Okay. Saint Germain, that's good stuff. And usually it's that draw to Saint Germain is when we are really transforming, and Saint Germain is there and present. And do you use violet flame mantras and request violet flame?
I do occasionally.
Energy.
Some time ago, just a couple of years ago, I moved into art, you know, I was really propelled to doing that. And one of the images that came about after meditation was the trifold flame. And I didn't even know what it was then. And so
trifold flame. Okay. I'm not even really familiar with that. The violet flame I'm very familiar with, but that's a good one. Trifold. I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah, it's actually in the heart. It represents wisdom, power, which is life, and love. And wisdom is yellow, and the pink flame of love and the blue flame of wisdom wraps around, or you know, power wraps around the wisdom flame. It's very beautiful.
It sounds like it. I'm trying to piece all this together, because what the image that I saw for you was like a canister set, like baking, you know, flour and sugar, and I was feeling like this creation, baking the, and then you were talking about Saint Germain and this. Now you were talking about the trifold flame, and I feel like you are, you know, when we bake, we put things together, we put them in the flame, the heat, the oven, and that's the space you're in now. You are creating, and you're using fire to create and transform and make something anew. And the trifold, it's interesting when you were saying some of the colors, you said yellow, pink, and blue. Today, I don't know if you're looking at your screen at all, but when I set up this show yesterday, the topic of the show, the human angel, I added an image that, you know, normally I had my image on there and I hadn't really added any other ones, but I added one that was really important to me when I first started in a big way on this path, and you know, started the gifts and the voices and the healing, and it was the aura, you know, it was very much like the aura that I see, and it's funny, it was just kind of sweet to me, because those colors that you're talking about, I picked that image that was so important to me back at that time. And then I don't know, it was just one of those little affirming things, like sort of like you were meant to call, and what you're already feeling and working with, this trifold heart energy, is meant for all of us, and you're actually being a messenger to say that, and we can open up to that visual and those colors and allow them into our heart to do, each one does its own thing, the yellow, pink, and the blue. So I love that. I'm glad you called. As far as the baking and creating, I think you really got it all together. I feel like you're just in a good place. You're about to, you know, it's almost like you're putting it in the oven and you're about to have some sort of rewards or the manifestation or the blossoming of what you put the flour and the sugar and all the little things, and then now you're putting it into the flame, the heart flame, and you're creating something nurturing and wonderful, and the aromas and think about baking. You are a big nurturer, and you have a big heart. So this heart flame is just bringing all that out. So concentrate, just use your gifts. Like I told the other caller, hers was the thought and the manifestation. Yours is the heart, an enormous heart. And, the baking is sort of like showing love and the heart of the home, the kitchen. Your heart is so huge and that heart energy. So continue with whatever, the trifold flame, whatever feel, just lets it stay open. I feel like you have this huge heart, but also, you're a little bit afraid of opening it too much because it seems to bring on some difficulty when you do. And I want you to feel safe in letting that heart energy, because it's really immense. And allow your nurturing to come through. Does this make sense? Do you feel that nurturing kind of personality?
I do, but you know, it's interesting. I'm not actually connected with anyone. I mean, it's a strange situation I find myself in. But
I know exactly what. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm actually estranged from my birth family, but I'm with a wonderful extended family, and it's just curious.
What you're saying is exactly what, I was feeling this immense heart and this very powerful heart. The love in your heart is very intense, but I was also feeling the conflict of afraid to put it out there, afraid. It's almost like it, when you're a little bit guarding it. And all I want you to do is realize that you're safe to put it out there, and try to let down the guards about it. And your human angel aspect is just a gigantic heart, but it's been wounded and it's made you feel vulnerable. And what I want you to work on is ways to feel less vulnerable. And, the thing is, you say, well, you're not real connected. I think very sensitive people and that have huge hearts sometimes for self-preservation have to be a little bit disconnected. And do you feel like you're really sensitive to other people's energy? Like if you're in a room and there is a lot of, maybe there's anger or some other, you can feel it even if it doesn't relate to you. Do you ever get that feeling?
Oh yeah, definitely.
And so sometimes the sort of isolation is a good thing, because you do feel things so much in your heart that you do have to guard it a little bit. I guess the best advice I can give you is find situations where you can put that love out, where you're not also feeling uneasy in the energy. In other words, like begin to really pay attention to the energy and how it feels right there in that heart, and walk away from, if you are walking into a situation, it can even be in a store sometimes, you go in and you just feel something that just feels so negative and angry and hate-filled, and you don't even know what it is or who. And be okay to say, I don't know what it is, I'm walking out of this store. And by doing that, you're protecting your heart energy from just that random slabs and random mud, and begin to be more aware and begin to make the choices of, you know what, that, no, that environment's not real good for me. And gradually you'll be a little bit better at being drawn to the areas where other people have that similar vibration and really big, gigantic open heart. I feel like what you are experiencing right now is a little bit of you aren't following your own gut feelings or what, you know. So just be aware. Just ask to be made aware. When you say a prayer, it would probably be helpful to ask to be drawn to those places that most benefit your heart and match the love in your heart, and that you feel and be aware of those that do not. And then you can make the choice to be more selective and go in the direction that is most like your heart and most open. And when you do that, the heart is so tremendous, and love in a heart, when you can align a little bit more with people that have that same vibration, then everything just gets better. So just go with that. Ask for, the most important thing you can do is sincerely ask for that guidance and begin to let yourself feel the guidance, and don't second guess it. If you feel uneasy, then realize that, oh, that's probably for a reason, and be okay with that. You know, don't feel obligated. You don't have to save the world and be everything to everybody. Be selective and surround yourself more in those energies, those vibrations that match yours more. But you're dead on with doing the heart, that trifold energy. That's, I'm going to have to read up on that. But I love this show because it's about the human angel. You don't realize that you called in and you were a messenger there to me and to other people, as even just to visualize the yellow, pink, and blue in the heart opening up. Those visuals with colors, and which are really rays of angel light and energy. I think the different rays, and when they're combined like that, even just the visual can do so much to reset our cells and our chakras. So you've offered a gift in calling, and I hope that you've gotten enough from the call yourself, but you were a giver in that call, giving a message to the rest of us.
Oh, well, thank you. Definitely. You've added to my day and given me some insights.
Good. So, you definitely added to mine. So you're already on that human angel. You're already walking that path, and you're just, you need to learn to navigate and find the ways to enhance that as much as possible. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Sherry. Namaste.
Right. Have a lovely rest of the day.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Well, that was just a lovely show. I got a lot from that show. I hope most of you did, or all of you did. And I do think it's really beautiful that the show was about human angels, and some of the calls, it's people like well on their way to being human angels. And I just think every call today was someone that is already somewhere deep inside, aware of that spiritual calling to be an earth angel and to bring that light, and also aware at enough of a level to be in a position to take the leap now to much bolder and brighter ways to be that angel light. And so I hope that all of you listening and all of you that called will go in your heart and answer that question of, am I ready for the next step? Because I believe we all are, and I believe it's time, and I believe that's why there's the chaos in the world, and up seems down, and down seems up, and frontwards seems backwards, and it's because there is that big, big shift, and it's going to take all of us, and it's funny because it's going to take all of us, or it could take one of us that's really pure and in deep faith. But it's a lot easier if there are all of us or a lot of us. So I say Feel the human angel inside you. Say yes to the call when you're ready, and you'll know when you're ready. But if there is a nudge, then at least listen to it and contemplate your readiness and ask for ways to get more ready to be shown to you. Because I just believe if you're connecting here that you are ready, and you might just need to take that leap of faith. So thank you all for being here today. Please keep sending love and light to the world. Love and light out for truth to be shown, and that we can all peacefully find a common ground so that we all, each and every one of us, can be human angels, and then we won't have so much conflict. But don't be afraid of the conflict. Don't hate it. Don't let the anger and the frustration overtake you, because the conflict has a purpose. It's clearing dead wood. The storm is clearing dead wood that needs to be cleared so that the tree can blossom again and thrive and be the most beautiful tree it's ever been. So that's where we all are. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to go to my Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. It's growing like crazy, and I can feel the energy, and I don't know why it all of a sudden is taking off, but yet I do. It is absolutely to do with this shift, and every single person that joins and participates, even just in their heart, is adding to that, and we can do great things. So, and lastly, I always try to remind people of my book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, because it is available on Amazon. Well, you can get the hardcover and you can get the paperback. I'm one that if I really like a book, I like to have the book, but I love my Kindle too. But there's a promotion on Amazon right now for 99 cents for the Kindle version. And if you don't own a Kindle, there's an app. If you have a smartphone, there are apps, and also computer apps where you can download it right to your computer. So 99 cents, and it tells a little bit about my journey. And I know that most of you will find similarities in my journey to your journey, because that's how it all works. So many times, that's part of our aha moments. Like, oh yeah, I know how that felt because I've felt that. So I really do encourage you to go and buy that book or the Kindle version, or tell your friends about it. And I think it might touch you. And so that's about it for today. I am out of air for talking, but I hope you got something out of it. Stay tuned, and probably the next show will be next Tuesday afternoon. I'm trying to get on that schedule if other things don't get in the way. And send love and light out in every moment that you can, and we're all getting through this, and it's going to be a great thing. And I'm going to play the music again, because it's a lovely music, so let it open your heart and go out there and be a light to the world.